Welcome to Connecting with Revolutionary Minds, conversations with IT and business leaders from WebEx. In this series of podcasts, you'll hear from IT and business pioneers working on the leading edge of the on-demand business. I'm Paul Landcor with Podtech.net. And for this podcast, I met for the second time with David Knight, Vice President of WebEx Connect. We wanted to go into WebEx Connect a little more deeply, but I started by asking David to give us a quick overview of the current climate and the role of WebEx Connect in that climate.
At the highest level, what we have seen over the last 20 or 30 years is a dramatic transformation in the global economy, to the point now where there's 400 million knowledge workers around the globe working in complex value chains across company and geographic boundaries to deliver products and services. And what's interesting is, although the world has changed, most of our software hasn't. Most of our business applications are still written for the old world, the repetitive transactions behind the firewall, rather than the complex interactions across firewalls. And really what we're trying to do with WebEx Connect is to deliver a platform to enable a new class of composite collaborative applications designed to help support and automate these high-value knowledge workers, typical of today's knowledge economy, instead of the sort of lower value data entry clerks from 20 years ago.
Perhaps I could ask you to give us a little more detailed information about composite collaborative applications and maybe give us a couple of examples to flesh that out.
Sure. So think of your typical business process. What we have tended to automate is the transactions. Take CRM, for instance. The CRM system records the fact that I met with a prospect. It records the bid that I sent and the dollar value. But if you think about the sales process, there's a whole set of interactions and collaborations that go on between the sales team to decide, well, how much am I going to bid? What should that price be? Which products and services should I include in this particular proposal? What we're trying to do is build collaborative applications to automate all that complicated interaction that happens between the transactions. And if you think about where the time and value is in the process, it's actually in that part, not just the transaction.
Okay, you've gotten my attention, and I'm a potential partner organization. Maybe one of the first questions you would get from someone like me is, what are the benefits of partnering with you, with WebEx Connect?
Well, the opportunity is to participate in building this new class of applications, which are high value, that you can generate significant revenue from. So in short, the opportunity is to make more money.
Okay.
And we're going to help you do that by not only providing the platform, but we're also going to provide a marketplace where you can engage with customers and prospects. And we're going to spend marketing dollars to create the category. So those are the reasons for a company to partner with WebEx around Connect.
And part of the partnership would involve my interaction with the WebEx Connect developer community. And perhaps you could give me an idea of what, as a partner organization, I could expect from that.
Sure. Well, actually, since this is for a technical audience, let's talk about the platform, right? Forget the business side for a moment. There's another set of topics about how you can make money. Let's talk about how you build applications and why those applications are compelling and cool. Okay. So the WebEx Connect platform, if you're going to build a set of composite collaborative apps, there's a few key things that you need. First is, these are people-centric applications, collaboration. So you need people, and you need them to be interacting with the system. So WebEx Connect comes with a rich, a web, and a mobile client that is going to be in the hands of millions of users. So that's the first component. The second component is what we call the Connect Platform Services. These are a set of capabilities to help you build and display composite applications for this community. And the third component is the marketplace, where companies can publish their offerings, manage provisioning, billing, those sorts of aspects.
So ultimately, as you say, I want this to make more money for me. And in order to do that, I need for the end user to procure and deploy my solution using my partnership with WebEx Connect. What will that experience be like for the end user? What can I expect them to experience?
So the notion here is, we're trying to create a place for an end user, the single place for the end user, that brings together people, process, and data within the context of a particular business process. So what we envision are thousands of lightweight, department and vertical specific composite applications that are mass customized for a particular process that enable these project teams to more effectively collaborate and accelerate the process that they're working on. at the heart of that is what we call a collaborative space. And it's something, it's what the end user sees in the WebEx Connect client that brings together real-time communication capabilities from WebEx, asynchronous communication collaboration capabilities such as document management, task management, et cetera, and then mashes up key contextual data from both WebEx and our partners. And this is where the partners come in, where they can add their assets to these collaborative spaces so that the end user see this valuable data right within context of the business process.
One of the intriguing concepts that you just touched on here was mass customization, and I think that's really important to the success of this whole idea, and perhaps you could tell us a little bit more about that. It seems almost to be oxymoronic, but it is really at the heart of software as a service and at WebEx Connect.
Right. What's unique about these collaborative applications that we're trying to build is you're trying to automate a semi-structured process. The bid and proposal process for a complicated piece of good or service is never the same twice. So what the WebEx Connect platform has built into it is a template and widget framework that can be customized for each customer and further customized for each instance of the process that I run. And it's sort of one of the key platform services that's available as part of Connect. And what that allows our partners to do is to create these lightweight applications targeted at a particular department or vertical. And then for the customer to further customize that for their own use. And then for each time that I instantiate that particular space, the end user can further customize it. And that's all built into the platform.
This isn't your grandfather's enterprise software. We're talking about a new way, relatively new way of dealing with developing and delivering software. And so as a partner, I might be stuck in a little bit more old-fashioned thinking. So I come to you, David, and I say, please explain to me what exactly goes into the design, development, and deployment of a composite collaborative application if I were to engage WebEx Connect.
That is actually the most important part about getting started with WebEx Connect. So the first thing is we're trying to, as we've stated, automate processes. So rather than thinking in terms of transactions, think about what process your application is part of. Is it part of the sales engagement process? Is it part of the content development process for training? Is it part of the legal and negotiation process? Okay. So first identify the process. Then understand, okay, well, what are all of the things that somebody has to do in that process? What people do they engage with? What systems do they need to access? And what key assets do you want to bring to bear as part of that process? We don't want our partners to re-implement their entire applications and throw them onto the Connect platform. That's not our goal here. What we're trying to do is surface critical data from your applications as part of widgets within this broader process. So identify those key data items from your systems that you need to deliver within context. From there, you're going to turn those into Connect widgets, and you'll find lots of great information in the developer community about how to do that. But these are standard XML and JavaScript-based widgets that you'll find are easy to develop, and you can likely reuse many of your current assets. And then the final thing is, remember, these are composite applications. So think about what other key data and processes do your users need to interact with. Those could be WebEx assets that you want to bring to bear, task management or document type things. They may be public internet access, news feeds, or other information. Or they may be other members of the Connect ecosystem that you want to bring together into this killer composite app.
Can you give us an example of a composite application that would illustrate this?
Sure, and I'll use the example we've used in our discussions previously and just blow it out to a little bit more detail. We've talked about the bid and proposal process in the sales area. And so imagine that I create a composite workspace for the project team, okay? And that workspace has everything that I need to deliver that proposal. And so if somebody had a CRM-oriented application, what they would want to do is create a widget that had the customer contact information. So it was at the fingertips of everybody on the project team. They might have widgets coming from the CRM system that included the org chart of the customer so they knew where all those people were related. Widgets that had key access to the price list so that people could work on the actual financials of the proposal without having to leave the Connect environment to go retrieve that data. So those would be their assets that they would bring to bear. But then you would probably also want to include other external assets. for instance, RSS feeds for the ticker symbol of the company I'm selling to, so that I keep track of the latest news relative to that particular company, maybe Hoover's information about that particular prospect. Those would be all examples of external feeds that you would want to build into this composite app. And then, of course, there are the communication and collaboration assets from WebEx.
As you said, we've talked about the sales example, and it is a clear way to envision what you're talking about, but perhaps you could just throw in a couple more ideas about how this would work for a client.
Sure. We see that these composite collaborative apps are relevant to virtually any business process. So we've talked about sales, but there's also marketing. How do I go about generating leads, putting on marketing seminars and events? There's training. How do I develop course content? How do learners interact as part of the class itself in between live sessions? It exists in product development and software development. How do distributed software teams interact and track progress of features, bugs, etc.? It exists in HR processes, legal contract negotiations. Any complex human-based process, we think these applications can be built, and that's why we think it's such a big opportunity.
And if our listeners are interested in more information, where would you suggest they go?
Well, I suggest that they go to webex.com/partners, and that will take them to the WebEx Connect developer community. And there they can find lots of white papers, code samples, access to the developer sandbox so they can actually start building the applications. And that's the place to really get started. The other thing that they can find there is contact information of how to engage with WebEx. And this is a new category and it's a new platform. And we very much want to work closely with our partners to get their feedback, so both technical as well as business, to ensure that we all succeed and that we do accomplish the big goals we've set out.
Great, David. Thanks a lot for taking time once again to speak with us.
You're great. Thank you.
David Knight is Vice President, WebEx Connect.